You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Carol Wood, a Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well, and it's a gorgeous day.
You and I love to talk about the good Michigan weather when it happens. We just ache for it, so I appreciate it. I'm looking out the studio window and seeing the sunshine. It was spectacular today.
Well, hopefully that the sunshine won't keep people away from the budget hearings that we're going to be having this evening.
Well, I'm thinking there's no excuse. They'll be out and about, maybe grabbing ice cream or something like that, and they can stop on the way just under an hour now before that meeting starts at 6:30. This is the first public hearing on the City of Lansing's proposed budget, and public input is vitally important at this stage, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, from a council perspective, what we want to hear is, after the mayor has proposed his budget, is what the people want their dollars spent on. And over the years that I've been in council, there have been proposals that have been out there that have been made by different mayors. And after listening to the public, we went back and moved things around on the budget because we heard what the people said. And so for us, it's extremely important, especially when we're looking at the reduction in revenues, to hear what people are willing to pay for, what they want to see their dollars spent on. And tonight we will be at the Southside Community Center, and for those that might know it as Hill, that's at 5815 Wise Road. And we'll actually be hearing from the following departments this evening: Public Service, Parks and Recreation, our HR department, the Mayor's Office will talk about his personal budget, 54 District Court, Planning and Neighborhood Development, which encompasses code compliance, our building safety, a number of those, and Finance Department, which deals with our assessor, accounting, our property management, and our IT department, as well as Treasury. So they will be making a presentation about what their budgets will look like with a 20% reduction and what that means to services.
And I was just going to, that's where I was heading next, is the impact of budget reductions on every department. As you and I have spoken before, everything being on the table, and we've talked with the mayor before as well, and everyone involved said these cuts this time around are going to be painful, and people need to clearly understand what this will look like.
Well, when you look at our organizational chart that we have, that's part of our budget information, currently we have 1,041 employees. With the proposed cuts that we're looking at, it will go down to 836 employees. That's fire, police, that's code compliance, that's people taking care of your tax money that comes in. I mean, that's the whole ball of wax, and that's not a lot of people.
So the cuts in employees will be spread over all departments?
Yes, it will be spread over all departments. Some of those, the projection is with the millage, some of those will be restored. Some of those, again, are connected to our statutory revenue sharing that we get from the capital, and that's about $6.5 million. We have a three-legged stool that we have to, I call it, that we have to meet in order to get that those revenues. One is to work with other municipalities on cost-saving measures. I mean, we do that now. We work together with a DIE team and our Tri-County Metro, and so there's a number of things that we are doing together. The next part of that is that all employees would have to pay 20% of their health care, and the last is we would switch from a defined benefit retirement plan to a defined contribution. And two legs of those stools have always been part of negotiations and working with the union, so I'm not sure how we get to that part of that three-legged stool.
Well, and of course you have to assume that by the budget that you can't count in that May 3rd millage.
No, and that's what we'll be hearing tonight.
Okay.
Without the millage, this is the government that you'll be looking at.
Okay, it's. I think some people are. Do you expect some really surprised folks when they're seeing this? Or
I had a call. Had a couple calls today. People weren't aware that one of the proposals was to privatize the cemeteries, the Lansing cemeteries, and we have three of those. And people were talking about, you know, I have family there. I bought plots there, you know. So suddenly, I think some of these things are coming to the surface, and
sure.
they're starting to understand a little bit more what this means and the potential of what these cuts could mean as they go about their daily business.
Well, and one of the other things, I'm gonna switch gears on you
okay.
on you now, Carol, because I know you're always ready for it to be lobbed another direction. Child abuse prevention, a big concern of yours, and today kicked off Prevention Awareness Day. There was a big rally at the Capitol as well.
Yes, and last night Council passed a resolution declaring today Child Prevention Child Abuse Prevention Day in the city of Lansing. When you look at the economic times that we're dealing with right now, a year ago in the state of Michigan, we had 29,000 children that had been abused. This 2010, we had 32,000 children that had been abused. 80% of the children that have died because of their abuse were under the age of 4. We lost in 2008 1,740 children and to death because of abuse and neglect. It is extremely important that during this time particularly, but at any time that you're friending parents that are out there, that you're reaching out, helping to support them to reduce the stress in their lives, and when you see abuse, that you're making the calls and you're letting people know. It's much better to make that call and be wrong than not to make that call and then regret it for the rest of your life.
Well, and the numbers that you just cited, Carol, are staggering.
They are. Absolutely staggering.
And I like the idea that you have about just reaching out always. Keep your eyes and your ear open, follow your gut, and make the call to make sure kids are okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, when we're looking at the unemployment, the stress over jobs, all of those things that have an impact on a family situation, these are times when people don't think before they react, and those that can least defend themselves are the ones that are the brunt of that abuse.
Well, very good. Carol, it's going to be a long meeting tonight. I'm not sure if you take coffee or what with you to this one. It's going to be a long one.
Well, and for me, it's listening
yes.
to the public and listening to what they have to say. Many times we will hear ideas from the residents as well as employees. Employees come and talk to us and say, you know, here's a way that I think we can save money. I do that job, and here's how I think we can do it better. And that's why it's important to have these hearings in the public.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Carol.
You're welcome.
Best wishes for the meeting tonight, and we look forward to talking with you in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.